Okay, and hey, nice to be back. Nice to be back. I thank you so much. I thank you. I thank you for allowing me to be part of this. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. All right, so I got my Nigerian hat. Today's Saturday, obviously Saturday, and 6 p.m. your time, 1 p.m. our time. It's, we're in Abuja, we're live streaming too. Just like, you know, we're live streaming and we're making a video out of this. So eventually we will post it on Facebook and the video, and we can post it on your timeline too. Yeah, so we're in Abuja for the time. For those on live streaming, we're in Abuja today, Nigeria, Africa, and we're a celebration of the new church plant. Believers Forum International Inc. Fourth year. So there's a reason to celebrate. There's a reason to rejoice. Anytime a church gets planted by the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church. And of course, Nigeria's 60th anniversary. Wow, that's great. I didn't know that. I'm learning something every day, and I'm learning something with my brothers and sisters in Africa, different places in Africa. But I want to thank you again, Godwin, my brother, and everybody there. I look forward to setting my feet on the ground in Abuja. So, amen. Amen. All right. Okay, so the topic today, as our brother Godwin had sent me, was true liberty and freedom, right? So what does a dictionary have to say about this word liberty or the word freedom? Because the word liberty and the word freedom are basically synonymous. They're the same, right? So first of all, we've got a key definitions for the quality of state of being free. So there you've got the word freedom for liberty, liberty. Then we've got the power to do or to choose as one pleases. And of course, we know that God has created mankind as free moral agents. We're free moral agents. God has given us the choice to obey him, to disobey him, to serve him, to not serve him. He's given us a choice. Freedom from arbitrary or despotic control, meaning tyranny. God, it was never God's will for mankind to come under the tyranny of the God of this world or some kind of dictator that are governing many of our nations in the government. Political leaders. It was never God's will. It was always God's will for man to come under subjection in cooperation with God, our Creator, right? Amen. And then the last one here, we'll just skip a couple here. The power of choice. The word liberty has the idea of the power to choose. To choose. God gave us the freedom to choose to listen to him or listen to anybody else. And that's what we find in, even in Genesis 2:17, where it said to Adam, he said, the day you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. But he had given us all the other trees to eat from, the tree of life and all the other trees, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which was a choice, not a temptation, not a temptation. God doesn't tempt nobody. God didn't tempt Adam. He gave him a choice. We have to understand that. So let's move on with the teaching here. What does the Word of God, what does God in his Word have to say about true liberty or freedom? What does the Word say? I'm going to keep this short. Let's go to John. Everybody got their Bibles there. I didn't send you the notes. I'm sorry, my brother. But let's go to John, the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 8. Chapter 8, Verse 31 to 32. 31 to 32. Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 31 to 32. 31 says, so Jesus said to those Jews who had believed in him, Jews who had believed in Jesus, he said, if, conditional, if you abide in my word, if you hold fast to my teachings and live in accordance with my teachings, my word, you are truly my disciple. That's what Jesus said. And this applies to Gentiles who get born again. Anybody who believes Jesus, if, is a conditional. Verse 32 says, you will know the truth. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Some translations use the word liberate, will liberate you. Same word in the same word, liberate, freedom. All right? So the key to walking in freedom is to walking in the truth of God's word. God's word. So that's what I said here. In order to walk in true freedom, we will need to know the truth. First of all, we need to know the truth. We need to know the truth. And then we can walk in the truth. And once we walk in the truth, then we'll walk in freedom. Because the truth will make us free. So I wrote here, without the truth of God's word, there's no true freedom. There's no true freedom. The world is full of misconceived ideas of what true freedom is all about. People sin, they live in sin, they do whatever they want, and they think they're free. Yet the whole time, in Proverbs, the Old Testament, the Bible says that there's a way that seems right unto men, but his end is destruction. It's destruction. So we have a lot of people walking in so-called truth, but it's a counterfeit truth. It's a counterfeit. It's not the real thing. It's not the real deal. It's not the real truth. It's not the truth found in the Word of God. All right? So let's move on here to John. We're still in the Gospel of John. And we have chapter 14. Chapter 14. John 14, verses 6. Verses 6. This is very important concerning freedom. We're talking about truth, but truth leads to freedom according to the Word of God. So in John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. All right? So we see here Jesus calling himself not only the way, but the life, but he calls himself the truth. So anybody who is seeking after the truth, according to the Word of God, not according to the Word of man, but according to God, they are seeking after the truth. They are seeking after Jesus. All right? So anytime you give yourself over to the truth, whatever it may be in life, you are seeking, you have to seek after Jesus, because Jesus said himself that he is the truth. All right? So we know that Jesus is not a liar. All right? In John 16, we're still in the Gospel of John. We're still in the Gospel of John. John 16, chapter 16, verses 13. This one says, Jesus said, but when the Spirit of truth comes, he's already come, he will guide you into all the truth. He will guide you into all the truth, the whole truth, all of the truth. For he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. This is the Amplified. A little bit different from the King James or the New King James. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come that will happen in the future. So here we've got, first of all, we've got Jesus as the truth. He calls himself the truth. And then we've got Jesus talking about the Holy Spirit, who he has referred to before regarding another comforter as the Spirit of truth. Makes sense? He's come to represent Jesus, who is the truth. That's why he's called the Spirit of truth. There's only one Spirit that can represent Jesus on this earth. There's only one Spirit, and it's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Amen? Amen. Okay, and the next verse is in Gospel of John, still in the Gospel of John. We are in chapter 17, verse 17, John 17, verse 17. Jesus, once again, the truth, he's speaking the truth because he is the truth. He said, sanctify them, purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself. He's talking to the Father. Make them holy by the truth. Thy word is truth. The word is truth. So we've got Jesus as the truth. We've got the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth. And then Jesus said, the word of God is the word of truth. It's the truth, right? So the truth, what else does the word say about the truth? The truth will make you free, right? So that's why Jesus, he's the word, right? The word became flesh, but he's still the word. God the word, right? But the word became flesh, John 1:14. But he's still the word. He's no longer God. He's man, became flesh. He became man, right? Human, as a human being, the second Adam, but he's still the word. He's still the word. And he just said that if you abide in my word, so meaning if you abide in him. So the more we abide in him, the more we abide in the word, which I don't have a Bible with me, believe it or not. Okay. We will know the truth. In knowing the truth, we will know Jesus. And the word, the truth, Jesus will make us free. And amen. So this is not just for the church. This is not just for the church. This is for the world. The world. This is part of the good news, right? There's good news in the truth, right? There's good news. So we got to make sure that when we go to the world concerning the Great Commission, concerning evangelism, all these different terms for outreach, we need to make sure that we bring them the truth, because it's the truth ultimately that will make them free. Amen? Amen. Okay, so anyhow, I know we usually make these kind of short, so I didn't want to go too long. But the key in all this, I just want to reiterate this. The Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. He already resides on the inside of us. He already is inside of us. Once you're born again, we're born of the Spirit. And we know that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is called the Spirit of truth. So when we're born again, born of God, we're born of the Spirit of truth, right? So that's why we need to give ourselves over to what the Word says, because we know that the Word was inspired by the Spirit, right? That's what it says in Timothy. It says that all Scripture is God-breathed, right? Well, it's got the word neustia, right? Theonoustia, the word neusta, neus is the word from the word pneuma, which is the word, the Greek word for the word Spirit. And we know that the Holy Spirit is God. So we already have access to all the truth with the Word of God, with the Spirit of truth, and with Jesus himself as the truth. Amen? Amen. Okay, so anyhow, is there any questions or any comments before I let you go? Any questions? Any comments? Any questions? No questions? Amen. That's good. Okay. All right, so I don't want to make this too long. Usually you gave me about 15, 20 minutes, and I think we went almost 20 minutes here. Almost. So I think that's going to be it, the end for the teaching. So anyhow, I celebrate with you, my brothers and sisters in Nigeria. I celebrate concerning Nigeria as the nation. It's 60th year. And I really celebrate with you. Amen. Yeah. For your 4 years of the church plant. And I know that you're planning on planting more churches in different places in Nigeria. And so I look forward to seeing all of you face to face when the Lord tells me I can go. And I know we're coming. This is not by coincidence that we're doing these teachings with all of you there. It's a part of foundational work. It's part of building contacts, networking, very important networking. Working together as a net, right? As a body, right? We're a part of the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay, so I just want to thank everybody there. I want to thank you also for my live audience with Facebook for live stream. And of course, like I already told you, my brothers and sisters there in Abuja, we'll be making a video. This is live stream. And then we'll be making a video out of it for YouTube and for Facebook and Twitter and all that. So we'll post it on there. And for those of you who want to see the video, you'll feel you can be free to watch it as much as you want to. So I thank you for your time again. You know what I'll do, Godwin? I will send you my notes. I will send you the notes by email, okay? All right. Okay, thanks again for having me. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.